The other major class is Avastin, bevacizumab, which is FDA-approved for other solid tumors such as colon cancer, which has demonstrated tumor shrinkage in the range of 70% as for the other agents, and respectable progression-free survivals in the frontline setting. And there's actually a large phase 3 trial that should be reported at ASCO this year of Avastin plus interferon versus interferon alone that I think will likely establish Avastin as a standard component of frontline therapy. There's already been a press release about that trial, which is why those results are somewhat available.
Can you comment on what the press release said, and assuming it sort of plays out the way it looks like it'll play out based on that press release at ASCO, how do you think it's going to shake out in terms of the algorithm?
They released a press statement regarding a European trial that randomized patients to either interferon alone, which was a standard of care at the time, or the combination of Avastin plus interferon. It was actually a placebo-controlled trial, so patients, in essence, got either interferon placebo or interferon Avastin. And the trial was powered both to look at overall survival and also at progression-free survival, since it was a blinded, randomized trial. And what the press release said, and I'm reading some of this, basically said that an interim analysis has shown that the drug, meaning bevacizumab, significantly prolongs progression-free survival. In addition, this early analysis indicated a trend towards an improvement in overall survival. So these press releases usually don't give us any numbers. And actually, this is one case where the actual numbers will be very important. The reason I say that is that the progression-free survival, or PFS, for sunitinib in the front line was 11 months from the phase 3 trial that I mentioned. So one important question about the pending bevacizumab data is whether or not the PFS will be the same as sunitinib or substantially better or worse. And my opinion is that that actual number will go a long way to determining the use of that agent in the front line. If the PFS is 8 or 9 months, which is arguably, you know, less than the 11 of sunitinib, the use may not be as great as if it's 11 months or greater.
And I guess that's an indirect comparison, which is, you know, best we can do.
That's right.